AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI's apparently foiled a plot for an Election Day attack. Norman Hall has details.
Federal agents arrested an Afghan man who officials say was inspired by the Islamic State militant organization and was plotting an Election Day attack targeting large crowds in the U.S. According to charging documents, Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi of Oklahoma City told FBI investigators after his arrest Monday that he had planned his attack to coincide with Election Day next month and that he and a co-conspirator expected to die as martyrs. He allegedly had taken steps to advance his attack plans, including ordering firearms and buying one-way tickets for his wife and child to travel home to Afghanistan. I'm Norman Hall.
Vice President Kamala Harris continued her media tour today, speaking with radio host Howard Stern and late-night comedian Stephen Colbert. While Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance mocked her morning appearance on The View.
They ask her one thing you would do differently from Joe Biden. You know what she says? I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Hurricane Milton remains a Category 5 storm, traveling northeast across the Gulf of Mexico with 165-mile-per-hour winds. Julie Walker reports storm surge and hurricane warnings are in effect on Florida's west and east coasts, with landfall expected Wednesday night.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan warning of
potential for life-threatening, destructive storm surge that could affect much of the west coast of Florida.
He says evacuate if told, which Venice resident David Coots is following.
We will be evacuating, actually, to one of the community centers.
Before evacuating, he was in line for sandbags. So were father and son, Tommy and Devin Hall, riding out Milton at home.
We're not nervous about hurricane situations.
Yeah, 'cause this part of living in Florida.
The elder Hall says he's lived through numerous hurricanes. Experts say this is different. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Questions about a police force's training methods.
At the Evansville Police Department in Indiana, men fought the same much larger instructor during a violent exercise called the Big Fight. An instructor played the role of an assailant, putting them in headlocks, punching them, and putting pressure on their chests. Rookie Sheriff's Deputy Asan Hacker was one of these men. He wobbled like a fighter, waiting to be counted out, but instructors urged him to fight on. Hacker passed out minutes later and was soon pronounced dead. The county coroner ruled the death as a sickle cell crisis, a condition where exertion can cause red blood cells to become misshapen. But some experts, like University of Minnesota hematologist Dr. Alexander Boucher, says
that does not make sense to me. That does not make sense to my colleague.
Widow Courtney Hacker filed a lawsuit alleging the instructor used excessive force. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.